we did, you know, You and the Night and the Music, which is a departure for us because we had never done an English, you know, a classic American standard from the American Standard Songbook. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. So I made sure that I got it done on this record. And, you know, in this case, you know, it features two of the most prolific jazz musicians in the history of jazz. So we're extremely honored, you know, and blessed.
So let's talk about that, because that's a great song, You and the Night and the Music, which was popularized by Frank Sinatra. Chet Baker did it, and many others have done it in instrumental versions, some slower pace, some faster pace. This is more closer to the Frank Sinatra version with Ray De La Paz and the vocals, but I mean, it's totally original, totally different, totally Spanish Harlem orchestra for sure, with Chick Corea and Joe Lovano. How do you, tell us your story, how do you pull this together about selecting the song, inviting them to play? How did that come together?
Well, selecting the song was really easy for me. I started thinking about a few songs, you know, in terms of that would fall in line with the concept of Spanish Harlem Orchestra. And that's one of the songs. I don't know, for whatever reason, it just came to mind. And as soon as I came to mind, I started singing it and playing it over in my head, and I went, yes. And actually, I asked a good friend of mine, one of the great arrangers, who's one of my mentors. His name is Marty Scheller, and we're great friends. And I said, Marty, I'm thinking of doing... Yeah, he's amazing. And I said, you know, and he's, you know, older, he's the older set, but somebody I truly respect. And I said, I'm thinking of doing a version of You and the Night and the Music in a Latin, you know. And he said, man, that's a great idea. So once he said that, I just kind of, I knew it already, but, you know, to have somebody like that tell me, you know, you're on the track. And as far as getting the musicians, I had met Chick Corea's wife at the Grammys. And we were talking, and she said, you know what, Chick would love to meet you. And I had emailed her on occasion before. So this time I emailed her after we recorded the track. It dawned on me that I wanted somebody. So I emailed her asking her. And she said, well, you know what, Chick is in somewhere in Eastern Europe. I can't even get a hold of him. But here's his email address. Why don't you write to him and see what he says? So I wrote him an email. And I didn't hear anything for 3 weeks. And I thought it was dead. I said, well, no, that's it. You know, Chick is not interested. All of a sudden, I get an email from his manager saying, Chick is interested in your project. He would like to hear it. So the next day, it looks like he had come back to the States. He calls me. He says, yeah, Chick is interested. Could you send him the song? And I send him the song. And he calls me back immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Chick loves it. He wants to do it. You know, and, you know, I sent him the song that same day. The next day he sends it back, you know, because he recorded it in his home studio after I told him to take off my piano because my piano was there.
Okay.
And he recorded it in his home studio, then he sends me an email and says, I added a little bit of synth, a Moog. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
You know? I hope you like it. And I just said, Chick, there, I can't imagine there's anything that you would do that I wouldn't like, you know, and it was just a perfect touch. It's his signature, it's his sound, and yep. It adds such a beautiful touch to the record. I'm, you know, hey, Hector, it doesn't get better than, you know, than that for me. You know, I'm a huge Chick Corea fan. So,
how about Joe Lovano? Another. How do you get in touch with him? How do you got him interested in the project?
Well, Joe Lovano was easier because we're booked by the same booking agency, IMN Music. And I spoke to IMN. Truth is, I had reached out to Wynton Marsalis first. And Wynton's manager said, look, he's really busy. He's not going to be able to do it. So I was talking to my booking agent. He said, why don't you use Joe Lovano? You know, and I said, yeah, you think he'll do it? He says, yeah, why don't you know, here's his email. I emailed him, and right away he said yes. So he lives in New York, and it was a matter of, you know, booking the studio in New York because the band's in New York, and he went out and put his magic on the track, and that's what you